Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? Last Saturday, February 7th, at Tampa Bay Downs was a huge day of racing. It was festival preview day with four stakes races on the card. Two of them were prep races for three-year-olds with hopes of the Triple Crown Trail. And the $250,000 Sam Davis Stakes and the $125,000 Suncoast Stakes for fillies were the highlights of the 11-race program. The fans turned out pretty well that day, considering the cold weather. The crowd was 5,261 paid admissions, and all sources wagering handle was $11,484,564, which is over $1 million a race, which speaks well for the popularity of Tampa Bay Downs across the country, because most of that wagering money came from out-of-state wagering bases. Saturday was also a very memorable day for Mr. Mike Rapoli, one of the top owners in the American thoroughbred racing scene. He had the winners of both prep races. His three-year-old filly, Zany, gave a lights-out performance, remaining undefeated, and appears to be one of the top three-year-old fillies in the country. And I would think that they are going to point her towards the Kentucky Oaks, which is the female equivalent of the Kentucky Derby. And it's run usually the day before the Kentucky Derby in Louisville on Kentucky Derby weekend. And anything can happen between now and then. But undefeated three-year-olds are a very, very rare commodity. And if she can win another race or put in another strong performance, she should go to Louisville as one of the favorites. Zany, as we like to say about young racers with a lot of potential, could be any kind. She is the daughter of American Pharaoh and granddaughter of Pioneer of the Nile, and her dam sire is Mo Green out of Uncle Mo, and that is good breeding, ladies and gentlemen. And her record is impeccable. She broke her maiden on November 2nd at Gulfstream Park in a good field of maiden special weights runners, winning by some six lengths, got on the lead, never looked back. Then the next race, they stretched her out to a mile and an eighth at Aqueduct in the Grade 2 Damoiselle Stakes on December 6th, and she won that by 8.5 lengths. After stalking the pace early from second, she was second by a half a length at the first two calls, and at the top of the stretch, she was 4 lengths ahead, and it was over. Irad Ortiz rode her to victory in the Damoiselle Stakes, and he also rode her last Saturday right here at Tampa in the Suncoast Stakes. And I think our tease, who is one of the leading jockeys in the country, is going to stay with this filly till they see how far she can go. But let's look for Zany to go on in her career and perhaps win the Kentucky Oaks. Then Renegade, the three-year-old colt, who Mr. Rapoli owns in partnership with Robert and Luana Lowe, was a very dominant winner in the Sam Davis Stakes, $250,000 stakes race, which is a prep for the Tampa Bay Derby, which is a prep for the Kentucky Derby. And I think Mr. Rapoli might have a touch of Derby fever right now. Maybe a bad, real bad case, and who could blame him? He has one of the top fillies in the country that may be in position to take the Kentucky Oaks, and then he's got a three-year-old colt who's going to probably go to the Kentucky Derby. Trainer Todd Pletcher says that Renegade will not run in the Tampa Bay Derby, however, is going to go to Oaklawn Park and run in the Oaklawn Derby, which is a graded event and also a Kentucky Derby prep. The Lowe family, who are partners in this horse, have a lot of connections in the Oaklawn, Arkansas area, and they want to run there. And that's a righteous prep race. So let's see what happens. But we certainly wish Mr. Rapoli the best of luck here. It's not very often that you have two top three-year-olds in the same year, a filly and a colt. Most horse owners, they dream of once in their life of having a horse that might be good enough to even be considered for the Kentucky Derby or for the Kentucky Oaks. And he has a chance to maybe go to the winner's circle in both of them. So we'll just stand back, keep our fingers crossed for the Rapoli barn. And on a personal note, I don't know Mr. Rapoli, but I know of him. He's been a prominent owner in the NYRA scene, New York Racing Association. His horses run at Belmont Aqueduct in Saratoga with regularity. And he is an owner who's passionate about the game, and it appears that he runs his stable the right way. So best of luck to the Rapoli outfit and their connections as they go on to the Kentucky. We had another couple of very strong performances on Sunday's card, besides the stakes race performers. In the sixth race, first-time starter Emerging Market, a son of Candy Ride, out of an Empire Maker mare, rallied stoutly through the stretch to catch the favorite, another first-time starter, Power Shift, by three-quarters of a length. Flavian Pratt was aboard the winner for Klarovich Stables and trainer Chad Brown. And for those who don't know, Chad Brown is one of the premier trainers in America. He wins races all over the country, and he does like to bring his maidens to Tampa to win their maiden races. A lot of trainers like Tampa for young horses because the main track is a little bit of a deeper track with a cushion to it, and it seems to be a little easier on the younger horses' fetlocks and legs and hooves. And also, the Tampa Bay Turf Course is totally well known as one of the most fantastic racing surfaces in the game. So when a top-notch trainer like Chad Brown likes to bring his horse to Tampa, it tells about the quality of the racing service at Tampa, in my book. Emerging Market's time of 1:39 and 1,100 seconds for the mile and 40 yards distance was only 0.97 hundredths of a second off Golden Juan, who was a runner, track record. Power Shift finished 13 half lengths ahead of the third place finisher, Make My Day. So Emerging Market just ran away and hid. And then Power Shift, who also appears to be a colt who was going to do well in the upcoming racing season, was second, and it was 13 and a half lengths back. That goes to show how fast this race was. And then three races later, another first-time starter, Coco Motion, rallied from dead last to post a resounding 8 1/4 length victory from Addy Girl in a mile and 16th turf event for maiden three-year-old fillies. Evian Toledo was aboard the romp in the sunshine. Coco Motion is daughter of Quality Road, owned by Icon Racing Stable and trained by Whitworth Beckman. And trainer Whitworth Beckman has been winning quite handily at Tampa Bay Downs. He won a couple of races over the weekend, and he's only had a handful of starters. So pay attention to any horse, especially young horses, that trainer Whitworth Beckman saddles. Looking ahead, we have two stakes races coming up this Saturday. Turf Showcase Day is this Saturday. And one of the stars of the show who's going to show up is Rex's Rolex, a five-year-old Florida-bred gelding who's riding a nine-race winning streak and is a probable entrant for the $100,000 five-furlong turf dash for older horses sprinting five furlongs on the Oldsmar turf course. Rex's Rolex won his Tampa Bay Downs debut on January 11th on the grass under jockey Edward Zayas, scoring in 55 and 65 100 seconds for the five furlongs. He is owned by his breeder Scott Herbertson and trained by Joseph Orsino. Last season's Turf Dash winner, trainer Gerald Bennett's five-year-old gelding Rookie, is also among the probable starters. The other stakes race on the card is the $100,000 five-furlong Lightning City Stakes for older fillies and mares on the grass. Trainer Victor Barboza, his five-year-old mare, and 2025 Great Valenzuela is expected to return. Rookie sprang a 20-1 upset last year in the Turf Dash for Bennett, and owner Tropper Lighting Racing. He has five victories from 14 lifetime starts, and Sammy Camacho was aboard for the triumph. Great Venezuela, who is owned by Orlana Farm, won the 2025 Lightning City under Lionel Reyes as a 2-1 favorite. Great Venezuela is 9-16 with 4 seconds. In the Turf Dash, Bennett may also start Team Equistaff's four-year-old gelding Aegean Targaryen. Other Turf Dash probables include multiple stakes winner Coppola from the barn of Dale Romans and five-year-old gelding and career millionaire and six-time stakes winner My Boy Prince, a multiple grade one place Ontario bred trained by Mark Cassie. Two horses from the Cassie barn are under consideration for the Lightning City. Five-year-old Creed's Gold, who won the Grade 3 Hendry at Woodbine last July in her most recent start, and a four-year-old filly, Abentot, a Grade 2 winner. Expected to make her Oldsmar Turf Course debut is six-year-old Love Appeals, a multiple stakes winner trained by Miguel Clement. And that's going to be a race to watch, ladies and gentlemen. Miguel Clement is one of the upcoming top turf trainers in the country. Last summer, he took over his late father's stable, Christophe Clement, who was one of the premier turf trainers in the business. And Miguel Clement has not missed a beat. His stable is doing very well. And I wish him continued success also. But we got some big stakes races this weekend, and I personally love the five furlong turf sprints. They are the fastest horses you're ever going to see. This is handicapper Bob Bauer, wishing you good luck at the races, always.